This is the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, and by the Coastal Market. Now, here is your host, Harold Webster.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment of the Buccaneer Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, and by the Coastal Market. Now joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Bradley Warren.
Hey, Harold.
Afternoon, coach. How are you doing today?
Tired. It's a long week.
They're all long now, aren't they?
They are.
Here we are in the middle of the football season. And
we're about to pass the halfway point.
We are. Another exciting win this past Friday night. Had to travel up to the Pecan Grove.
Yeah, and always fun.
It is, isn't it?
I don't like how close the concrete bleachers are, but the venue is really nice, having the trees. And
it is. Like it's a pretty venue when you get up there and get there during the day. And, of course, it's an old venue. But it's been there a long time, and the sidelines are close to the stands. Get that Friday night feel when you got a packed house and a lot of folks cheering for both squads. Well, let's talk about the game. It was a big win for the Bucs, 32-6. That's our second region win in as many attempts, so we're off to a good start this year.
Yeah, we're at 2-0 right now in the region with some tough games coming up.
Let's talk about the highlights.
All right. Well, you know, we faced an air raid offense.
Yes.
Tempo offense. And coming to school that morning, the radio was talking about how our offense couldn't catch up with an up-tempo offense from their ESPN people over in the Statesboro area. So I thought it was one of the highlights of the night was we took the opening kickoff, and we went 15 plays, 8 minutes and 4 seconds, and scored. Missed the extra point, which wasn't good. So the first time the up-tempo offense got the ball was with 3:56 to go in the first quarter.
Isn't that the way you want to do it every game?
That's pretty good.
15 play, 8-minute drive.
Yes.
I mean, that's the offense rolling like you want it to roll.
We could have thrown more Friday, but we couldn't control the clock doing that. So.
Well, there's nothing wrong with a good running game if they can't stop you.
We were 1-for-1 with a touchdown in the passing game.
Yeah, we don't want to talk too much about your passing game, although it has been very successful. We just don't have a lot of attempts this season in the passing game.
Of his last 5 attempts, he's thrown 4 touchdowns.
That's pretty good.
That's a pretty good ratio. His quarterback rating, kids were all aggravating, was 121.
I don't know how you figure that, but I know that's an outstanding rating. What other highlights can you tell us? Okay, we took that opening drive and 15 plays.
We drove down and we missed the extra point, which was a little disheartening because we worked on it pretty hard. We slightly improved in the extra point category for Friday, but not well. We made 1 two-point conversion, thought we made another one, but didn't, and then missed some kicks that we tried. So, anyway, the second drive that we had going, we fumbled the football, and they got the ball back. And
okay.
We pressured them, and Will Jones got to the quarterback, and right when he threw it, Will hit him, and it went right to Tyrese Campbell. And Tyrese ran an interception back for a touchdown.
Oh, goodness. How long was that one?
39 yards, I think, something like that, maybe longer. But it ended up being the WTOC, or WSAV, rather, play of the week. Got 60,000 votes, so it was pretty good.
I saw that. I got an email about that or a Facebook shot of it, and I got my chance to vote on that one. So
I think Tyrese probably voted more than once.
I'm sure there were a lot of Buccaneer fans voting.
Wife was voting
often and regular.
Yes. Yeah,
that's good. I know we went up at halftime 18-0. How did you get to the third touchdown?
Third touchdown was just another drive, not as long as the first one, but it was another drive, and we scored on it. So we went up 18-0, and so we were 0-for-3 in the extra point category at that point. But I felt like we were playing good football and had kept their offense off the field most of the night. They're going to come back out and hurt us with some passing game, a slant in particular. They were running a high-low route with a slant behind it, and
yeah,
that gave us a little trouble. But other than that, we played pretty well. We held them to minus 29 rushing and like 175 passing.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, they came out, they got the ball to start the second half. What were they able to do with it?
I don't remember the exact drive on that one here. I've watched too many football games since then, opponents and us. But they ended up just with 6 points on the night, and it was a touchdown pass. We had pressure on the quarterback. Should have sacked him, but he's a really good player. He escaped the pressure. And then our defensive back came off his coverage to chase the quarterback 20, 30 yards down the field. I don't really know why we did that, but he threw a strike in the end zone and scored. And they had a kind of unique situation occur. His helmet came, the quarterback's helmet came off. So they tried to go for two, but he had to leave the game by rule. So they took a timeout, and we were saying that he can't come back in after a timeout, so they tried to put him back in. And one official was going to let him. The other official said, no, that's against rules. So they went with a backup quarterback, and we sacked him.
Yeah, that's a college NFL rule. If you take a timeout, they can come back in. But not in high school. We haven't got to that point yet. And that's for the player's protection. It's a safety rule. And they always blow. They're supposed to blow the play dead as soon as that helmet comes off, too. So sometimes it negates a good play. But in that case, it didn't. Oh, well, they get on the board, and it's 18-6 now. How do we get our last two touchdowns?
We threw, once they scored, we knew the play action was there, and we hit we tried the play action a series before we hit it. We jumped off sides when we were calling. That's very untimely for us because we only take a few shots down the field. And so we let them have the ball, got the ball back, and Will Fillmore knew we were controlling the clock, keeping their offense off the field, but we needed to score. I wanted to answer the score.
Yep.
And we did. We had Kobe Reed on a fade route, and I think we actually might have got that two-point conversion. So we went up, and anyway, we hit the first play action of the night and scored, and then the last touchdown was just a drive. I think maybe Jerese Campbell scored that one. Will or Jerese won. Will scored. Jerese had a touchdown. Tyrese had a touchdown. And Will Jones scored two, and then Kobe scored one.
Well, that was a good night for the Buccaneers, controlling the clock and playing outstanding defense again, only giving up 6 points. That puts us in a key position in the region at this point.
Yeah, we're a leg up. I feel like those two wins, and maybe we'll have a chance to win a few more coming up in the next 5 weeks. Make the playoffs.
All right. Well, more to come on the Buccaneer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Fight songs, cheerleaders, whistles blowing, they're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries. I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help, and we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Jets Pharmacy. Well, Coach, that was a good win Friday night against another region opponent, the Claxton Tigers. We've had some really thrilling games with them in the past, but this time the Buccaneers really dominated them, 32-6. What was your highlights, the top players on offense for you?
Tristan Rahon had a great game on the offensive line. I thought overall the offensive line play was had gotten better. That was the best game we've had. I'm really pleased with the offensive line. And then we just attacked them with a multitude of backs. You know, a large group. We're a little banged up, honestly, going into the ECI game. in the backfield, but we've got some younger kids that are starting to mature and step up that'll play some Friday night. But so the wing back play was really tough. Our fullback play with Austin Crosby, Will Jones, and Tyrese Campbell was, they never stopped it.
Yeah.
It was a really hard time with their fullback. And then,
Will
Fillmore did a great job of running the offense.
If we eliminated some of the first down penalties that we've been incurring in the past.
Yeah, we only had 6 penalties Friday night. I never agree with the officials entirely, but I thought that they called a good ball game Friday.
That's good. Well, we can put this one in the books, and now it's coming next Friday. We've got another big region game.
Yeah.
The ECI Bulldogs are coming to Buccaneer Field.
Yeah. Talk about the defense, though.
Carol, okay.
Got to talk about the defense. Lake Linton had 12 tackles Friday night.
Well, now, he has really stepped up because I know in the games here at home, we call his name quite a bit. He's playing
at 12, and then Will Jones had a monster game. Will Jones ended up with 5 tackles, 2 sacks, a tackle for loss, over 100 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns, and a 2-point conversion.
I bet he slept good Friday night,
yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah, he did. And there were some other players that played well. Blake Taylor and special teams. There were quite a few. But I wanted to tell you about something before we move to the ECI game. I bought a heavyweight championship belt, wrestling belt.
Oh, wow.
So we have 6 to 8 players a week that go eat at B&J's pizza on Wednesdays, which is today. And one of them, though, whoever earns the most production points gets to be the champ for the week. So Will Jones sported the first championship belt. He's the player of the week.
And
so
wow.
We got a good picture of him.
Now, is that belt open to everybody on the teams?
Oh, yeah.
Based on the – and I know y'all have got a way to do that. Oh, wow. That's a great picture. Coach is showing me a picture of Will with the belt. It really looks sharp. You going to have that on the sidelines on Friday night?
Yeah, scary Friday. That belt is a real pro wrestling belt made by a real pro wrestling company in Dubai. So a buddy of mine told me about them. So we bought the Buccaneer belt.
Oh, wow. That is nice. That is nice.
They enjoyed that. They were pumped up to see who was going to win it. He told me he was going to win it before the ball game. And that'd be him if he didn't.
Anything to motivate, right?
Yeah.
That's great.
I have fun with that stuff. So.
You're listening to the MCA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You mentioned special teams real quick. I know in the past games we sometimes don't want to mention some of the problems we've had in that area, but you seem to have got that all straightened out.
We're actually on most phases of the special teams, we're playing pretty well. We've had trouble with extra points, field goal, 2-point conversions, and we're still not very good there, but we were better than we were the week before, so yeah. Moving forward slowly.
Well, I've noticed, too, on your kickoff coverage and your punt coverage, teams are not able to move the ball very well.
We're covering well right now, and I hope we continue to do that. That's
been
a point of emphasis, is trying to win that. If you can't kick as far, you can't let them return it.
That's so, right.
And we're trying to make that yardage up in our returns, and last 2 weeks we have.
Well, that's good. That's good. Anything else on the Claxton game before we move on?
No, we'll move on to this ECI game we've got coming up.
Well, that's going to be a big game.
Yeah.
What do you see in the Bulldogs offensively when they come to town?
I think they're a little better offensively than they were last year. They're a 4-1 team right now. They're ranked in the top 10. They have the P.J. Fordham kid who's a really, really good ball player. The quarterback's doing a great job. The quarterback's coach's son. I know he probably wants to play receiver, but does a good job at quarterback. sometimes you got to put who you need in there. Offensive line's big. They've got a big 250-plus-pound fullback that gave us a fit last year.
Oh, my goodness.
So we got our work cut out for us. They're not going to forget us beating them up there, so I'm sure their coaches have schemed us to death.
I'm sure they have. And when you mention ECI, I mean, you're talking about one of the top elite teams in single A every year. So to go up there last year and beat them was great.
Yeah, it's going to be homecoming. It's going to be a war. They do a good job in the 4-4 defense that they run. They've got an all-region defensive end player that's really, really tough, an all-region linebacker. So, I mean, I think our kids are, our guys will play hard. We just, you know, the team that makes the fewest mistakes will win that ball game.
It comes down to that in a lot of these big games, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Cut out the fumbles, cut out the key penalties, and just play hard nose and make the tackles.
Yeah.
Make the tackles. You can't let them escape. What's their offensive scheme going to be?
They run a wing tee, a power portion of it. They run the down, what's called the down, the belly G, belly lead. They run some other things off of it to get it to number one, like the buck sweep or power. Then they spread the ball out and throw a little bit, and they've got a mobile quarterback. So we've got to be ready for any and everything in that category.
I know we've got a very fast defense. Is our defense going to be able to get them on those sweeps? And because a lot of teams have not been able to sweep us,
we're starting. There'll be some players starting on defense for the first time Friday night. We're a little banged up right now.
Okay,
but we still, you know, got some great players on the field. We've schemed around some of the younger guys to help them out. I do feel like we'll be back to full strength, barring any new injuries after our off week against Metter. The injuries we have have been a week to 2 week type things. As you kind of expect in football, it's just untimely that we're going into these two giant games, especially the first one with four players down.
Well, you never know, you know, and that's football, and you have to cope with those, and you have to coach around them, and.
Yes,
and the other team may have some of the same situations.
Had a young linebacker step up Friday night. Got another one that's going to have to step up this Friday night. I've got a young back that stepped up Friday night when Austin went out. so I've been really pleased with their practice. They're showing me they want to play. And I felt like our staff last year, Harold, did a good job of grooming this eighth grade class. We won four ball games with them last year when they hadn't won any in a while. And these guys came up with a big ninth grade. We have 19 ninth graders in this class. And there's four or five of them right now that are starting to contribute, starting to mature.
Well, that's good, Coach. Okay, we'll be right back to the Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Now open, the Coastal Market Grocery Store at 5214 US Highway 17. The same neighborhood friends and family you remember, except now locally owned and operated. No matter if you're stocking up for the big game this weekend, getting ready to tailgate for the Buccaneers, having friends over, or just a quiet dinner at home, the Coastal Market Grocery Store is your new hometown grocery store stop.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment is brought to you by the Coastal Market, the newest grocery store in Darien, Georgia, and we're glad to have the Coastal Market. We won't talk a lot about that, but we want to thank James McKenzie and his wife for stepping up to the plate and getting this thing going and getting us a grocery store back in Darien. We really appreciate that.
First, he played for me the first time I was here, and he's been a big help since I've came back. He got he and another former player, Zach Wood, helped get the booster club back up and running. And
You've got a good booster club, good folks are in it, and they're working hard and raising a lot of money to help support the athletic program here. So, and we announce all those sponsors at the home games, and it takes a while. There's a long list, and I've had the Amanda Waters, who's the president. Sometimes she'll come up right before the game and said, "Here, I got a couple more names to add to that list." So I said, "That's great."
Christmas Tree Farms on there.
Yeah, Webster's Christmas Tree Farm is on there, and don't y'all forget that when you need a Christmas tree. I think the Bishop Media Sports Network is going to get mad at us if we keep announcing all these non-paying sponsors, but that's okay. Jason's a good guy. Well, let's get back to football. We got ECI coming up, and you mentioned that they run a 4-4 defense, which is four down linemen and four linebackers, and They're built to stop the run.
They are. They do it. It's a classic 4-4 defense, and you know, some people say, well, it's outdated or whatever, but, man, they do a great job with it. They're tough as nails with it. They play all the fundamentals right. They know all the weaknesses to it. So they're going to give us a fit.
Well, it's to defeat that defense, you got to have good blocking and create. Yeah. You got to create slots for your running backs to get through.
I think last year we hit them early with some scores. They weren't used to. I can tell they couldn't simulate what we do on offense with their scout teams. We hit them quick before they caught up to game speed.
Yeah.
And then they had some drives. Like, we beat them 21-7, but they drove the ball several times and came up empty. We had a few goal line type stands or red zone type stands. And there was one little junk defense we put in last year to slow them down, and it was just a 3-level defense to run the clock out. They were getting 10, 12 yards a pop. I was like, they can't make it in the end zone doing that. So I don't know if we let lucky this year or not.
Well, it's going to be a tough game, and we're looking forward to it. That'll be our third region game. And, of course, our next two region games, ECI, we're off a week, and then we've got Metter coming up.
Yeah.
And Metter, ECI, and us are considered the top three teams in the region.
Yes.
And I'm not discounting some of the others because, you know, on Friday night, some of these other teams will beat you if you're not playing your best.
Yeah, I mean, there's some tough coaches here. We've still got ECI Friday. Have number two ranked Metter at their place in 2 weeks. So those two games are tough, but I feel like if we play well, we have a chance to finish top three. And then their last three ball games would be against Screven, Portal, and Jenkins Counties. Some of those guys do a good job. That Jenkins County game last year was for a playoff position. They went tit for tat with us on scoring for a while.
They did. It was a tough game.
Yeah, we had to break the cycle. So if we take care of business, I think we can be a top three. If not, we will struggle and try to squeak in.
Screven County can be a very tough game, too. The Gamecocks in the past have a history of being a very good football team.
Yeah,
they have.
They've been struggling as of late, and I think we changed up some stuff going into that game last year and shocked them a little bit. So I'm sure we won't surprise them this year.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, Coach, this past week you had a middle school game and a JV game going on at the same time. How did those turn out for you?
Well, the officials didn't show up but to one ball game after confirming them. And it's just like they can't wrap their mind around that we're playing two football games at one time. And my gosh, that's happened 2 years in a row. So I know that association really well. And They didn't mean to do it, so they sent two officials over here. Middle school game had started quite a bit earlier, so they sent two to start our ball game. Then the rest of the crew after the middle school game, which went in overtime, they came over and finished our game. But at least we got to play. So
well, that's good. That's good. Yeah. You don't like to play short of officials, but still.
Yeah, we were playing Long County in both contests. Our middle school had only we had about 10 or 12 kids who practiced all year. But the other kids, due to the COVID pandemic and school being out, they'd only practiced a couple weeks. So we ended up losing in overtime there 6-0. Little center got nervous in that ball game and the overtime, snapped the ball on four consecutive snaps about 52 yards backwards. But other than that, he played an excellent ball game in the first four quarters. I think he's got a little nervous. Then the JV game, it was a tough ball game, but we ended up winning that one 20-0.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, you got your young kids playing and coming up to be high school Buccaneers.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know really how young we are. We have 59 players when they're all dressed, and 9 are seniors. We have 50 underclassmen here, so we're maturing everywhere. If we make the playoffs, we're going to get better every week. So that part is a good thing.
And how many of your seniors are starters?
All 9.
All 9.
Yep.
Wow. Out of you say you have 22 starters because you put 11 on offense and 11 on defense, and we know some of them go both ways.
I really don't have but one 2-way player, and when his sub is healthy, he gets a rest to rest on offense. So we have some 1.5 players. They play half of the other side of the ball.
Yeah, we've noticed that from the booth that y'all substitute pretty liberally, and one thing I've noticed too. Some of the teams that we've been playing, we notice players cramping early. But those guys are going both ways, and some of them are skilled players, so they're doing a lot of running. And, you know, it's especially those first four ball games, we had the heat.
Yeah, we played a couple of players too long here or there. We played one too long Friday night, and it affected his overall performance. But he gutted it out, and he knew his position was thin. We had some injuries there, so he played it well.
Well, he gets in better shape by playing the whole game, too, so he'll be a better ball player for you in the upcoming games. Well, Coach, we're excited about Buccaneer football this year, and, boy, the season seems to be moving on rather rapidly. But big game this Friday night. It's homecoming. We should have a big crowd. Everybody will be excited, and we want these Buccaneers to do well. So it's about time to sign off for this and put this one in the bank, and we'll be back next week to talk about the highlights of the ECI game, at which we hope we can talk about another great Buccaneer victory. I'd like to thank everybody for joining us on the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster signing off, and go Bucks.
Thank you, Harold. Harold, I hate to rush, but I'm late for another meeting.
I do.